A proposal to rezone a chunk of land on the outskirts of Shawville to allow a block of apartments got a largely critical reception at a consultation at Town Hall on February 3rd, but council is planning a follow-up in the coming weeks. Around a dozen people attended to hear about the proposed project, which comes from developer Maison Piaget, who in recent months have constructed several similar apartment buildings around town. They are seeking to rezone a chunk of land on Chemin John Dale near the intersection with West Street to allow for a block of 4 6-unit apartments, containing a mix of 1 and 3-bedroom units. Shawville's building inspector, Charles Gallant, explained that under new provincial legislation, Bill 31, municipalities can speed up the rezoning process for housing developments, cutting down on the process by several months, provided the proposed development meets certain standards, including increasing the supply of social and affordable housing. While the provincial law doesn't define affordable, the Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation defines it as less than 30% of a household's income. Maison Piaget representative Matthew Jodoin explained that through the MLI Select program, the CMHC provides favorable mortgage terms on the condition that the buildings are energy efficient and contain at least one affordable unit per building, which he estimated would be priced at around $900 per month.
Well, yes, we do it with the CMHC mortgage over there, so they have a special programs for that to give some incentive to investors to build, to invest in real estate. And this way, what it happens is it will increase the supply and it will help for the housing crisis. It's just that we could do the same unit we're already doing. It's just that by doing like 5 units and more per building, you get access to that program.
Maison Piaget builds apartments to sell to investors, but any potential landlord would still be bound by these stipulations in order to keep their financing advantages.
The interest rate will be a little bit lower, okay? And you'll be able to put in on a mortgage that is longer. So in this way, it's crucial for municipalities like Shawville or Falcolonge or Campbell's Bay or whatever to be able to convince investors to go there. You need that program. So that's why the government did it.
At the February 3rd meeting, Rick Fallon, whose home of nearly 50 years is situated next to the proposed development, said that while the town needs affordable housing, there were some concerns about the location, which doesn't have a sidewalk or streetlights. Other residents of the neighborhood raised concerns about the amount of vehicles the development would bring to the area, which already sees a number of motorists speeding and running the stop sign at the intersection.
We're quite concerned. We walk our dog at night and we walk everywhere. We try not to use our car. We try to be green. And it's very dangerous. There's very poor lighting in the area. The so-called sidewalks that they use, right, are now under snow. They're under 3 feet of snow. So it's dangerous. So if you're going to put in 24 units, is it going to increase the volume of traffic? Yeah, of course it is. And what safety concerns are going to be brought so that when my grandchildren come here to play, they can safely walk downtown with us. Yeah. Safety is a major concern.
Speaking after the meeting, Gallant said that they would be announcing a second public consultation in the coming weeks with Jodoin in attendance to answer any questions. The decision on whether to go ahead with the zoning change will likely be made at the municipality's public meeting on March 11th.
So basically, normally, once the public consultation takes place, it would then be presented to the council for them to vote on it. But since there was like a lot of people, council would like to have another public consultation with the promoter there, trying to explain a few items to the public, because we felt that yes, there was some opposition to the project, but there was also people interested in what was being offered.
For more information on this story, including links to the site plans, you can visit our website, frequencynews.ca. This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.